All right, so it's recording right now. So, should you introduce yourself?
Do what?
Introduce yourself.
To what? To the app?
Yeah.
Or don't you want to know who you're talking to?
Yeah, that's why they're asking you.
Oh, you asked me to introduce myself.
Okay. Yes.
I agree.
Okay. Have you ever committed an act of kindness, just a random act?
Yes.
Can you tell me?
Just a few days ago when a gentleman fell at the hospital and I helped him until the nurses came out to get him.
All right. Can you tell me about one of the people who have been the most kind to you in your life?
All three of my children.
You mean Uncle Jimmy, Aunt Debbie, and Dad?
Yeah.
All right. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
Being alive.
Describe one of your happiest memories. You gotta describe it, Grandma.
I guess when I graduated from high school, I finally made it.
Did you ever go to college?
I took some subjects through college, but I didn't go, a whole year. I just cut, a semester here and there for a subject that I needed for work.
All right. What was your most difficult memory, one of them?
Giving birth to my second son, my first son.
Uncle Jimmy?
Mm-hmm.
How was that difficult?
Because he didn't want to come out.
Is he still stubborn today?
No, not quite as bad, but I have problems.
Do you have a favorite memory of me?
I guess when you were born.
What's one of your greatest accomplishments, other than probably graduating high school?
I worked for a club system for almost 18 years.
Dang.
Started off as a waitress, worked up to a manager.
Nice. What's one of your greatest accomplishments? I think I just asked you that, didn't I? Oh, I did. Sorry. How has life been different than what you've imagined?
The fact that I have been sick since I retired. I wasn't counting on having cancer.
Yeah. Do you have any regrets?
Yes.
What are some of them, if you don't mind me asking?
That I didn't join the service when I got out of high school instead of getting married.
Like Uncle Jimmy's dad?
No.
Oh.
I married Debbie's dad.
Ah. What are you most proud of?
All my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren.
How many great-grandchildren do you have? Three? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Two girls and a boy.
Yeah. Can you tell me the story of when you first saw me?
I'm trying to think if I was in the living room with you. Yeah, I was in the living room with you. I guess when you came out.
All right. Are you proud of me?
Yes, I am. Very much so.
What was the worst thing Dad ever did when he was a child?
Your dad?
Yes, my dad.
He took a ride with his sister in my car when I was out of state.
How old was he?
Maybe 8.
How old was Aunt Debbie?
She had, she was 16 or 17 because she knew how to drive.
Yeah. Who were your parents?
My parents was Lawrence Miller and Lorraine Miller.
Can you tell me about them?
My dad was born in Kansas, had 11 children total, last two were adopted out, and he was about 22, 23 when he joined the Marine Corps, and he retired after 26 years in the Marine Corps, and he passed away in 1983.
What about your mom?
My mom was adopted. My grandmother, her mother, had gone to Missouri. They lived in Kansas because they was notified they had a boy there for him to adopt him. And she went there, and they said, we had this new baby just came in today, and she saw it was my mother, and she took her home instead of the boy. Grandpa wasn't too happy about that.
Do you remember any songs that they used to sing to you?
I don't think they ever sang songs.
Well, what was...
That has been so long. I mean, I imagine she said read books to me when I was little, but... I remember a lot of my very young age.
Yeah. What were some of their favorite songs? If you don't mind me asking.
Did what?
What were some of their favorite songs?
honey, that I couldn't tell you. Mom and Dad both liked country music, and they, when they were dating, they used to go to clubs that played it, dancing stuff.
Yeah. Do you know any family stories other than great grandma being adopted?
Well, not really, because we traveled so that Dad couldn't visit his brothers and sisters that often, so we didn't really get to know them very well. So they're all gone except for one, then I'm not really sure if they're even still here. So,
Did you ever have a nickname growing up?
Did I have a nickname?
Yeah, when you were growing up.
Fatty.
Oh, was that from the bullies in school?
Well, we didn't hear so much bullies, it's just that I was overweight, and until I started doing track and stuff where I lost the weight and mature, you know, just one of those things.
What did you do for a living?
Which time? I started off babysitting, and then I worked at the movie theater. Then after graduation, I worked for a company, being learning to be a bookkeeper. I've been a waitress several different times. I've been a bartender a couple times. I went to beauty school. I worked at a couple shops. And I worked for a security company for a while. And then I went back to the club system, and I retired from there. Oh, I worked for a garden shop from May to shortly after Mother's Day. It was the seasonal job for me. It was a flower company in Carlsbad.
Which one was your favorite, if you don't mind me asking?
I had the most enjoyable job, even though it was very hard, was with the club system. Being around all the servicemen and women.
How do you want to be remembered?
Being a good mother and a grandmother.
So, since you have cancer, how did that feel?
Since I was so sick, the third day after my treatment, landing in the hospital for about a week, it was not very good.
All right. I love you, Grandma.
I love you too, sweetheart. You know that.
I know.